Sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The Tennessee legislature's top leaders say they want changes at Nashville Electric Service before the legislative session ends this spring. Senate Speaker Randy McNally says he believes CEO Teresa Broyles Applin should be removed, telling News Channel 5, quote, "The Three Stooges could have done a better job in preparing for the ice storm." The storm caused the largest power outage in NES history and left some areas without electricity for 2 weeks. This week, Mayor Freddie O'Connell appointed an investigative committee that will hold its first meeting next week. Republican leaders want the public utility converted into a member-owned cooperative. A lower Broadway bar is sounding the alarm on higher property taxes after it was reassessed. The owner of Acme Feed and Seed, a multi-story bar, restaurant, and live music venue, says that following the latest property reappraisal process, the building's taxes went from $129,000 to $600,000. Even though Acme's owner, Tom Morales, rents the building, he's on the hook for property taxes because of the type of lease. That's true of most business owners on Broadway who are feeling the pinch as more businesses open in the area. Acme's owner told the Tennessean that he has appealed the reappraisal but expects it would take a year for the appeal hearing. The Nashville Department of Transportation has hauled off more than 355,000 cubic yards of downed trees and limbs. That's enough to fill more than 4,000 pickup trucks. The Tennessean reports that the fallen wood is being turned into mulch at four temporary debris management sites. The cost is high, but the federal government is likely to cover much of the tab. The city hopes to hit every street in the next 3 weeks and will keep doing pickups until all stumps, trunks, and limbs are gone.